Paul, your view at the end of that, how do you look back on that one?
We're disappointed because, you know, we feel, again, we started the game brightly. Gave away a poor goal, poor penalty from our point of view. Not just in the manner that we gave it away, because we should have cleared the ball 3 or 4 times, but the timing of it as well. You know, we're talking to the boys about managing the game in important times, and, you know, just on half time, you know, against, and, you know, I've got to say, Burnley are a very good team, and they're not top of the league, because they're not. So, but to give away that goal, and then the second half, you know, we said to them at half time that we're nowhere near our best really in the first half. If we kept going, we'd create chances. You know, Kiko had a couple of chances that he could have scored with. And then the goal at the end's poor. You know, we've not tracked a runner and the ball's went in off a deflection. But, you know, that's when we talk about staying in the game, you know, because it's still 1-0. It might have been late in the 80 minutes, but there was a lot of injury time to come. And it was at a time when we were putting a lot of pressure on them as well.
You started the game at a great tempo, moving the ball around quickly. Is that something you really wanted when you know, given what you gave at the weekend at Hillsborough? That was a bit more like your old selves, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we want to pass the ball, you know, and what the boys have got to do is, if they've not scored after 30 minutes, keep doing the right things and see what happens after 60 minutes. And like Saturday, see what happens in the last 10 minutes. You know, I think you've got to give Burnley credit. I thought they defended really well. We knew we were coming up against a top team in our division today. You know, we've had Forest here, we've had other clubs here, but I've not seen a side that's as organised and that do the basics right. And, you know, speaking to the players in the changing room there, we've stressed to them that it's the basic things in football that win you games. You know, people can talk about a bit of magic here and there, but if you can do the basics right, and I mean by passing a ball, by getting back into position, by just doing the right things. And, you know, I'm a bit loath sometimes to talk about basics, because players sometimes think when you say that things can be too easy. But they're the things that win you football matches, and we've got to learn from that, because the one thing Burnley have done all season and done today is do the basics well.
What's the difference perhaps between you and them, that championship experience almost, because they have become a championship club, an established club at that?
Yeah,
those kind of things when you really need to do them?
Yeah, I think the perfect example is that, their first goal, you know, and you've got to have a little bit of know-how, and, you know, you get through to half-time and come in at 0-0, we regroup and we go again. You know, but you've got to give credit to them, because, you know, they're a very good team.
What about injuries? Makeda took a hefty whack off Ben Mee. Is the history between those two, Man City, Man United, rivalry going on there, I think? And husband left the pitch?
Yeah,
shoulder?
Not that I know of, that there's any history between it. I felt, with the linesman standing right in front of it, it should have been a foul. But the one thing that baffled me is that, you know, they've went in the attack with our player down, and the ref's not blew it up. A few minutes afterwards, one of their player goes down. Mm. We're overloading on the attack in the ascendancy, and he blows up for it. You know, and that's not why we lost the game, but it's the little inconsistencies that do tend to frustrate you a little bit.
How is husband? Because I noticed he was clutching his shoulder, that area anyway, when he left the pitch.
Yeah, I've just spoke to the physio there. They think that there's no dislocation there. We need to let him settle down tomorrow and see how he is Thursday, but the initial signs are that it's not too bad.
How frustrating is it not being able to string a couple of wins together? Because it's all well and good going to Hillsborough winning, but it's that building on it, isn't it?
It is. I'm massively frustrated. You know, back-to-back wins in this league make a big, big difference from where you want to go. So we're all frustrated. We're disappointed. We can't get 2 down because we've got another big game coming up on Saturday. So we'll regroup and we grow again. But the players are down. They know how I feel about the performance tonight. And I'm sure we'll be better for that on Saturday.
What weren't you happy with?
Our ball retention, I thought, was poor. And for some of the creative players we've got on the team, we didn't do enough in the final third of the pitch to create chances.
And as you say, Leicester up next, your old club, going really well.
Yeah, they are. But what a great game for us. You know, and after the disappointment of tonight, we've got another team coming here that's supposed to be up there, like Burnley, like Forest. It seems as if we're playing people in the top 6 every week at the minute, but it's great for us. You know, it's a fantastic journey we're on. We know we're not going to win every week, but hopefully we won't lose every week as well.
Just finally, what's it tell you about the gap between yourselves and some of the teams at the top end? Now you've faced a couple of them. So
I think the gap is probably what you touched on before, is know-how in this division, you know, because for periods in the first half and the second half, we look really good. You've got to take your chances, as they've showed tonight, when you get them. And with and without the ball, I'll go back to that word basics again.